BAM Radio Network.
Music at any time in our lives is absolutely vital to who we are and how we learn, how we become human.
The students who have the earliest exposure to music from the time they're infants even, and then have gone to early childhood music education programs, always have a much better sense of the music and the rhythm when they start into lessons.
Parents should not worry about if someone early on said, oh, don't sing because you have a bad voice. Forget that. Just start singing.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon.
Welcome, Carla and Natalie. Thank you for joining us. In your workshops and books, you often give information on the impact of music starting in utero. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sound is probably the most important stimulator of development in the fetus and the embryo. What we know is that 23 days after conception, the embryo will move in response to sound. And the sound mechanism is already fully developed at 9 weeks in utero, probably at just a month after conception. You know, we have many, many studies showing even at 4 months when the mother is talking and the area of the cochlea that is developing is the upper area, the higher sound. And so the fetus at that time, at 4 months, is already hearing those upper sounds. We know because when the mother will say a certain phoneme, the fetus will actually move a certain muscle in response. So the fetus is already anchoring phonemes, the sounds of the mother, on the body, which is really pretty profound. Now, with regard to music, there's a lot that's been done where the mother will be playing a cello or playing an instrument or singing. And when the baby is born and the mother again plays that instrument or sings, that baby will nurse more passionately and eyes will open and it's like, oh, I know this song. And of course, the information shows that later on, when the child or the young adult starts to play the instrument and will actually know the music that the mother has played when the baby's been in utero. Of course, the most complex instrument on the planet is the human voice, and the mother's voice as she is carrying the fetus and the embryo is vibrating that embryo and fetus and the whole body and helping with the growth and helping with development of the brain. And so we need to be singing. We need to be using our instrument, the human voice.
A lot of people have been known to put the headphones on the pregnant belly. Is that helpful? And if so, how?
Well, one of the things I would say, oftentimes they're using the headphones with digitized sound, you know, on a CD. When we digitize sound, we actually make it smaller. We actually cut out a lot of the different harmonics and overtones. Now, with music, that's not quite so important. But we do know that with language, you know, if it's a language CD, they're going to miss some of it because they're missing some of those overtones and harmonics.
Natalie, do you have any experience or comments on the use of music while you're pregnant?
Since I have students coming to me for private lessons, they're usually a little bit older, probably 5 to 7 when they start. But the thing that I have found interesting is the students who have the earliest exposure to music from the time they're infants even, and then have gone to early childhood music education programs, always have a much better sense of the music and the rhythm when they start into lessons. So it makes a huge difference in the early childhood to get them exposed to the music and the sounds and the rhythm, and then they can transition into studying an instrument a lot more seamlessly.
I often wonder when parents hear this sort of thing about it beginning so early, if it could have an opposite effect. Someone who didn't use headphones thinking they missed out on an opportunity or they didn't play the classical music. Can you calm those concerns?
Oh, absolutely. Music at any time in our lives is absolutely vital to who we are and how we learn, how we become human. Parents should never worry, but start to do music and not worry about if someone early on said, oh, don't sing because you have a bad voice. Forget that. Just start singing. Sing the nursery rhyme to the babies and to the children and sing with the children. Parents should never worry. The brain is very, very malleable and always open for new input until the day we die. And sound, singing, and music are some of the greatest stimulators. So we should always hook in wherever we are and start to do music.
And knowing that, you know, music is such a big stimulator and we're talking about all the positive effects here, let's just, you know, look at the other end of it for a minute, because there are a lot of people becoming grandparents earlier than they might have wanted to. And they get concerned about their young teenage child that's pregnant and sitting in a car and they have the rap music or the hard rock just blasting away. And what kind of effect does that ambient music or other sounds have on the effect of the mother?
Teenagers, it's real interesting, do like that heavy beat. For one thing, they've grown a new body. They're much taller. Their skin surface is greater. And in order for them to know where they are in space, they need to feel against their body. The baby's also feeling it. One of the things I think is coherent music, of course, is always really important, ones that have a steady beat. And interestingly enough, the rap music a lot of times has a very steady beat. And so I wouldn't worry about it too much. The acid rock and that sort of thing, we've done a lot of studies on, and we found that it is really hard on the brain. What it does is set up an anxiety. It sets up a stress situation. And I think maybe just talking to teens that are pregnant, you know, and letting them know that the outside influences, how coherent the music is going to affect their developing embryo and fetus. And if they want a child that is calm and receptive and happy, they need to be really aware of that, because we're finding a great correlation between that stress, that anxious kind of incoherent sound, and hyperactivity, and even autism. So, you know, I think if we let our pregnant, not just teens, but pregnant women know that it's going to affect their baby and the way they have to parent later, you know, the problems they may have.
Before you leave, Carla, can you give us your best practical advice for those who are expecting or know someone who is, on how music can be helpful through pregnancy?
My suggestion is sing. Talk to that baby. They really are picking it up. You know, and by the later pregnancy, the cochlea has developed enough that the baby is hearing the father's voice also. And we talk higher. Even males talk higher to babies. The parentese is perfect. And sing to them and play music around them. It's the best thing we can do for our children.
Well, thank you so much. And I leave you with a song in my heart to yours. And thank you, Natalie. It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media as part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.